Fit Entrepreneurs, what's good? It's your host, Coach Dre. Man, I feel fucking good. I feel on top of the world. You all need to be jumping in the ice bath at least on a weekly basis. I feel like I don't even have to explain it. You can just tell. All right, when you hop out of that ice bath, you're going to feel like $1 million. Like whatever challenges you have in front of you, you could take on because you just sat your ass in like 40-degree water for 10 minutes. And I just hopped out of that ice bucket and I thought to myself, man, what better time could I come up with to talk about the benefits of cold immersion than just coming out of that ice bath? All right, because I do want to talk about the science behind it a little bit and all the specs and whatnot, but more than anything, I want you guys to feel it. If you can't feel this energy exuding off of me right now, guys, I feel great. And hey, that's how I want to start my mornings, all right? When I'm trying to run the best gym in the entire state, when I'm trying to have my staff moving at all cylinders, when I want my clients pushing themselves to be great, I need to be almost contagious with that energy, okay? And what I found was if I could start my day with that cold-ass water every single morning, okay, no doubt about it, no excuses. It's just, it's automatic, all right? The same way some of you guys, you wake up, you need that coffee in the morning, I need my ice water. And if I don't have that, then man, you, trust me, you don't want to be around me. I'm not the most friendly guy to be around in the mornings. But guys, you gotta find out what works for you, man, because the way you start your day is really fucking important. All right, so I want you to look at your morning routine and, it shouldn't be that long. It should be like, man, I wake up in the morning. Maybe I say a prayer. I hop in that cold shower, have my coffee, kiss my wife on the cheek, and I'm out the door. I'm ready to go to work. All right. If you got a million things to do, if you got a long task to do, journaling and meditation and this and that, and it takes you 2 hours, there's somebody that got it done way quicker than that that's already ahead of you. And really that cold water, it's the fastest way to just kickstart your morning. All right. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about why, how does that even happen? Well, first of all, guys, you are going to have a huge, massive rush of blood flow after coming out of that cold water. And cold immersion, it's definitely the better route to go if you do have access to a tub and you could do the whole ice bath thing. But look, I don't have time for that every single morning. Some days I just got to get up and go to work. And on those days, I'm opting for the cold shower because it's quick and it's accessible. Now, the difference between the two, you're going to get a lot more recovery benefits by doing the cold immersion, sitting in a cold tub. All right. It's going to be longer. It's hitting everything at the same time. Your entire body is immersed. It's probably a little bit colder. The cold showers, that's great, and that's something you should do on a daily basis every morning, especially if you can't do the cold tub. That's just really designed just to wake you up, get some endorphins running, and keep you disciplined. When you wake up in the morning and you get under that cold water, you're going to have a huge rush of endorphins, a lot of dopamine. And the beauty of getting dopamine from something holistic like cold water is that it's going to last longer. All right, all these dopamine hits that we're all already addicted to, getting the likes on Instagram or getting the dopamine hits from your favorite snacks, whatever it is, those last for a second and then they're gone and bam, you're addicted to the feedback loop. You want that over and over and over again. That's how the addiction starts, right? And Netflix, all these easy things that bring us temporary joy, they all work the same. The beauty of getting even more dopamine, even more endorphins from something holistic like cold immersion is it's natural, it's good for you, and it's going to last way longer. And there's a whole list of health benefits, things that are also going to benefit you besides just feeling good. All right, so we're going to get into them. Now, we talked about the blood flow. What else is the blood flow doing besides just waking your ass up in the mornings? It's also going to help you recover faster. All right, if your muscles are sore, they need blood flow That's how they recover. All right. So all that blood flow, it's going to help your muscles recover a lot faster. It's going to help nutrients get to those muscles a lot faster so you can recover, get to your next workout quicker. If you have anxiety, if you have depression, and I'll speak from personal experience, the way I even discovered cold immersion in the first place was because I was down bad. I had just lost my business, something that I live and die for. It was taken from me by the government during the COVID times. I had to shut down. I didn't know what to do with myself. I went to a deep depression. And the crazy thing was, I've never had anxiety my whole life. Once this started happening to me, I had no appetite. I didn't want to work out. I had a girlfriend at the time. I didn't even want to be around her. It completely broke me down, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what was happening. You know, looking back now, I know that, okay, you were just having anxiety. You were having panic attacks from time to time. The cold exposure, and I forgot how I even came across it. Something to do with Wim Hof, watching his videos, seeing his Instagram reels, stuff like that. I was like, all right, let me try this. Let me see what this is going to do. At the very least, if I'm sore, it's going to help recover my muscles. Guys, the confidence that I felt coming out of that water, you know, felt like a weight was just lifted off of me. And anybody that has had anxiety, you guys know it's like, it's heavy. You know, you can feel it on you. It doesn't feel right. When I came out of that ice tub for the first time, it felt like all that weight was lifted off me and I had purpose again. Then I started to remember, oh, actually, you love to work out. Why haven't you been working out all week? Like, this is when you feel best. And then you start leaning into those things that make you feel good again, the natural way. So if you are dealing with the stress, you're dealing with occasional depression, you have that anxiety, that heaviness on you, get in the ice tub. You're going to feel better when you get out. There's no doubt about it. Okay, some other things that it's going to be able to help with is that just that joint inflammation. And so many people, you know, we deal with the bone on bone or the arthritis, the tendonitis. Pretty much everybody has something. Why would you be going through that on a regular basis if there is an easy holistic method to make you feel 10 times better? And I hate when people say, oh yeah, it's just temporary. Like, what recovery method isn't? Of course, you're going to get inflamed again. Course, you're going to work out again. At that point, you got to work this into your weekly routine. Maybe it's one ice bath per week. Maybe it's two. It just depends on your workload. It depends for me too. When I'm working out like a madman and I'm doing 2 days and all this different stuff, you better believe I'm going to make sure my recovery is going to match that. But you know, if it's a lighter week, then once a week is totally doable. And then remember, we're doing those cold showers in the morning just to get the day started, just to force us to start the day with some hard shit. I promise you, if you can work something difficult into your morning routine, the rest of the day, it's going to be cupcakes for you. It's going to be easy money. There's really, if there's anything that I can explain to you guys, I wanted you to feel that energy. I want you to see the charisma you're going to be able to attack the day with, the excitement, the fire that's going to burn inside of you when you hop out of that ice water. And I wanted to record this podcast immediately after I jump out of there so you could just feel that energy. All right. Anybody that knows me, I'm not always the most energetic guy. So for me to be like this, yeah, I'm lit. I'm ready to go. And I want you guys to feel that same feeling. You got to give it 2 weeks. All right. Because the first time is going to suck. Second time is going to suck. The third time is going to suck. But after 2 weeks, and this is literally in Wim Hof's book, he talks about getting in the cold showers. You got to do this for 2 weeks straight. Your physiology is going to change. Your tolerance for this cold water, it's going to get better. You're going to learn how to control your breathing. And what's actually crazy is you're going to crave it. That's the wild part. The same way the coffee drinker wakes up, like it's almost like they can smell it. You are going to crave that cold water to get the day started. So give it the 2 weeks that you need. Do it for 2 weeks straight. Hey, if you don't feel a million times better, you can come back, call me a liar. But I promise you, 2 weeks, you're going to be walking around like, woo, man, I feel on top of the world. Nothing can stop me right now. All right, give it the 2 weeks. Fit Entrepreneurs. I'll catch you next time.